Moving on now to the political discussion. Remember, all of this has happened today. 2 crore plus has happened. Why? Because it is Mr. Narendra Modi's birthday. So now there's an obvious question. How did we, if, as Dr. Arora just said, if we have a only 25 crore supply, how did we have a situation that on one single day we were able to vaccinate 2 crore plus? How is that possible? So does this mean that were states stockpiling? Or does this mean that we planned it in such a way that this becomes an event around the Prime Minister? I think that's pretty obvious. Apart from that also, many of these events that are being organized from now for the next 20 days are being seen as an image correction exercise, that the government was criticized for its bad handling of the second wave, and that's why an image building exercise is being brought about. Look at that state breakup on Friday. Each and every state, the number of vaccinations that have been done in each of these states, in Karnataka, in Bihar, in Uttar Pradesh, in Madhya Pradesh, they are the ones who are contributing to that 2 crore plus. But how about doing this every day? And most importantly, in the political question, if this is an image correction exercise, is that really going to work? Let me now introduce Mr. Gurdeep Singh Sappal, National Spokesperson of the Congress Party. Ashutosh is a senior journalist. Professor Geeta Bhatt is also with us. And Dr. Sarjeet Singh Dang, former minister of the UP government and leader of the BJP. Thank you very much. I want to begin with you, Mr. Sappal. The government calls this a great achievement, which it is. But at the same time, do you feel that if this were an image correction exercise, it will necessarily work?
Sanket, it's a fact that 75 crore plus people have been vaccinated. And it is also a fact that our Prime Minister is a great event manager. And you created an event by starving the supply chain for the last few days so that 2 crore target can be met. But since he is so fond of events, today there was another event. We would have preferred a discussion on unemployed youth tweeting against unemployment today. 2.5 million plus people tweeted on that issue. We would have liked that that should have been implemented in this country. Nevertheless, we know that a lakh people are losing their job every day. But let's talk about vaccine only, because that's the topic today. This event will not hide the fact that last week there was a news that ICMR report for...
You know, Mr. Sappal, let me quickly come back to you because we're not being able to understand what you're saying properly. There seems to be some audio issue. We'll fix that and come back to you. Ashutosh, do you feel that this image correction exercise will necessarily work?
See, Sanket, I think what I call it, that there is an attempt to turn a spectacular failure into a spectacular success by a spectacular event. It's nothing more than that. And why I say so, because in totality, if you look at today, government might be talking about that they got more than 2 crores vaccination in a day. But the fact is how it happened. It has happened for the two reasons. One, it was thanks to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has nudged, pushed, intimidated, threatened the government. Otherwise, government policy was in a mess. You remember when the Supreme Court has said, show me the file notings. Supreme Court had gone to that extent. Forget about that. You remember when the vaccination process started in this country? The first day, I still remember in June, I think it was a record was made on that day. But very next day, what happened? The Madhya Pradesh, we talked about they created a record. The very next day, they had only 526 vaccination in a day. So this 2 crore vaccination in a day or more than that is just an image correction exercise. I will be more than happy if 2 crore now onwards becomes a norm, not just an exception. My worry is that tomorrow onwards, it will again go back to 50 lakhs, 40 lakhs, 30 lakhs, or 60 lakhs. If they could continue with the 2 crores, I will be the most happy person on this earth.
Now, all of us will be, like we are today, but we want continuity and not for this to remain a one-day event. Now, you know, Dr. Sarjeet, I'm sure you heard what Mr. Ashutosh said. He said that the Bharatiya Janata Party has attempted to convert a spectacular failure into a spectacular success with a spectacular event. Is this what it is?
I strongly put my objection to the word image correction. Was it a bad image? The image all along was bright, and the people of India, they have expressed by this attendance of the people who wanted to get vaccinated today, they have shown their trust, their faith, their love, and their confidence in the leadership of Shri Narendra Damodar Das.
No, they have shown their trust in the vaccine because they don't want to fall sick again.
It shows. It shows. No, please, please try to listen to me. Don't try to correct me. I must be at least free to express my own opinion.
Absolutely.
Don't try to put words into my mouth. Mr. Sanket ji, please. Whatever these two scientists, I was hearing all the discussion and the data given by them. The fact is that polio vaccine, vaccine for TB, triple antigen, all the vaccines, they took 10 to 12 years to come to this nation, enter even India. And this was a leadership which has done a miracle by getting it manufactured here, not only manufactured here, making a proper system. It takes time, yes. It was an unwarranted and unexpected. Corona was not expected. And they have done it wonderful. And today, by getting the people of India, 2 crore and almost 25 lakhs people have got vaccinated, that shows their love,
it's not
their faith, their trust,
it's not just about vaccination. It's not only about vaccination. You know, image, photo in ration bags, right? And then after that, this vaccination drive. Then posters saying thank you, Modi.
We are talking about vaccination.
I'm talking about everything. I'm talking about this birthday event.
No.
Do you think that this birthday event is an exercise in correcting image?
We have. It is the best present, birthday present by the people of India to their beloved Prime Minister. This is the best present possible.
Well, the way I look at it, our people fear that they should not die in the next wave, like many died in the second wave, and that has led to a great degree of vaccine.
Even if it was not the birthday of the Honorable Prime Minister, in the past also, the number have touched 1 crore, 1 crore 20 lakhs, 1 crore 15 lakhs, and now the infrastructure is in, it is sufficient, is so much strengthened.
Dr. Sarjeet, you and I, every one of us, can you take this guarantee? Can you take this guarantee that over the weekend and the subsequent weeks, this will continue to be 2 crore plus?
Not every day 2 crores, not possible. Every day is not Honorable Modi's birthday. No, it is not. People have shown their love.
Why should a government vaccination drive be timed to someone's birthday? And I'm saying, fine, it's a great achievement.
There is no
but
drive.
Do it every day.
People have gone to the centers of their own accord. It shows their love. It shows, Mr. Modi will get vaccinated on your birthday and make a world record. And they have made a world record.
Okay, Mr. Sapal is now back with us. Mr. Sapal, you were saying.
Yeah. Sanket, the bigger issue is the ICMR report, which New York Times carried last week. That how ICMR's report was
manipulated to suit the political interest of Prime Minister Modi. That is the issue that should be debated. The issue is that the vaccination of kids with the other part of the party for last 6 months was to start on September 1, has again been deferred, vaccination for under 18 kids. The issue is that those who had taken Covaxin, those students who had to go abroad, they still cannot go abroad because Covaxin is still not it's not acknowledged, it's still not permitted travel abroad. These are the issues which are trying to hide behind management management. And I was listening to Dr. N.K. Arora also before we joined. A great deal of promotion is being made that this is the first time that we are producing vaccines, it's all internal vaccine. India is so great country. Yeah, it is great. In 1963, this same company which is now producing the vaccine, Biological E, was producing 60% of DPT vaccine through the world. It was supplying to them.
Vaccine has been our strength. Despite our strength, we have failed to vaccinate people in time. Right now, the time between, duration between two doses of Covishield is 84 days. US, it is 21 days. UK has brought it down to 6 weeks to 8 weeks now. So why is this difference in data? Government is obscure.
This hero survey report was withheld from the ICMR. These things have come in public domain. So the issue is that on the scientific front, this government has failed. On the front of certification
no,
of
the larger point, Mr. Sapol, you tell me the larger point. We are talking about setting a political narrative. Do you think that with this 20-day exercise, the BJP will be able to convince the electorate in Gujarat and eventually the electorate in 2024 that the government was not at fault? The tragedy was such, and that actually we have done a lot. That's the whole purpose behind this exercise.
Well, BJP
and to also dissociate the Prime Minister with the failure.
Disinformation by the opposition. That this vaccine should not be taken, it is BJP's vaccine, it will be harmful, it will create this complication, that complication. They should repent on their statements. They should take them back. They should say sorry before the nation that we have misled the nation.
I was not disrupting you. Let me reply to it. The issue is that only thing BJP now knows is event management, Sanket. Only thing, that's their only USP now. But people who have lost their lives, who have lost their loved ones, sorry, They will not forget this by this propaganda. They will not forget by this propaganda.
The nation is grateful to all the paramedical staff, the scientists, everybody.
The Supreme Court of India directed the central government to assure and provide the compensation for those who have passed away because of COVID. We are in September mid. Government has not done anything. These are the issues which government should be worried about then doing this event management to...
Are we discussing this issue today? Are we?
Of course, this is an issue.
Are we discussing this issue today?
Not an issue, Dr.
No, it is not. It is today. Today it is a world record which has been established. And the opposition is having... It is a headache for them. How could we achieve it? Why the people love the Prime Minister so much?
Discussing an event...
Oh, yes, that is also being done in the due course. It is being done.
No, this discussion, one moment. I'll have to come in here. One moment. Mr. Sapol, as well as Mr. Dang, please do stay with us. Professor Bhatt, the point once again of this discussion that we are having right now is that this 20-day Seva Samarpan Abhiyan, which is going on, do you feel that this is an exercise to, dehyphenate the Prime Minister from the failures of the second wave? That look, he is not responsible. He is the guy who has actually sacked a lot of people who are actually responsible. He has sacked many chief ministers, completely sacked and replaced many cabinets. If need be, more chief ministers will be sacked. So don't question him. Question everyone else. He's actually the savior. He's the one who's getting you free vaccine. So you should say thank you to him. Do you think that this 20-day event is all about this?
Well, Sanket ji, I hope you'll give me some time to speak.
Absolutely.
You see, first of all, as far as the vaccination goes, please, we do need to remember that how the states had earlier mentioned, very vociferously said that, we want to take the control of vaccination. We want to purchase the vaccines. I had heard Mr. P. Chidambaram on your channel saying that there is no autonomy. And when it was given, we have seen that how each and every, most of the states then urged back the center that they should take the control and go ahead and do the vaccination. So, keeping this in mind, and of course, this image makeover, the trying to correct, do image correction, the discussion which you have put in this debate, I wish to put forth here that Mr. Narendra Modi, as the Prime Minister of the country, has really changed the way people perceive and aspire to see the political leadership of this country. In fact, he is the one who has changed the paradigm that being at the South Block is not about, use of excessive power, but it is about, service with dedication. And a leader is the one who guides by a self example. And it is not only the chief ministers, a complete overhaul of the central cabinet,
and now this 20-day event.
If everything was well, then what was the need to do this? Any change which is taking place in the cabinet, or whether it is in the chief ministerial position, it is something which keeps happening. It does not keep happening.
What happened in Gujarat was, for the first time in the history of the BJP, the level at which the cabinet was reshuffled at the center was unheard of in recent times. So this is not something which is business as usual, Professor Bhatt. So obviously the government realized, and Mr. Modi realized, that something horribly has gone wrong. In the words of Mr. Ashutosh, a spectacular failure.
There were challenges across the world. There were challenges. It was not just the challenges which our country was facing. And we have seen now my fellow panelists was talking about your New York Times article.
Awfully
confused. No one is questioning that there is more than a lakh cases of COVID which were happening, which are even today happening in US. And there people are not coming out, participating in vaccination drive.
You know, Professor Bhatt,
here the kind of messaging
in India,
also very important.
Questions will be asked of the Indian government, not the US government. So that little equation we need to fix right here.
In India, for what happened in the second wave, everyone has the right to ask the government the question.
Yes.
But at the same time, what I'm trying to say is that let us not quote foreign newspapers, one by one.
Mr. Ashutosh first, and then
Sankeji, everybody will like to compare.
For the last 1 year.
Yeah, yeah.
Compare with the other nations.
Ashutosh first.
Why not? We should compare.
When we say world record, it means the whole world.
That's a comparison with the other nations.
Dr. Sanjeev, one moment. Mr. Ashutosh is speaking.
Let me speak. I did not utter a word carelessness when I said spectacular failure. I think the whole world must have seen those floating dead bodies in Ganges. This has never happened in Indian history. Never ever. How can you justify this? The same
government over
the house is saying nobody died of lack of oxygen. This is a pure lie. Supreme Court has said that NDMA has
reports given by the states.
Mr. Dung, please let me speak. You are an elderly figure. I don't want to say anything, but let me speak. Supreme Court has said that NDMA has failed. And who is the chairman of the NDMA? The Prime Minister. Supreme Court directly, indirectly has said. So India was a vaccine superpower. America placed orders for the vaccine in the month of April 2020. When we placed order, anybody knows this. Almost a year later. That's why India, which was a vaccine superpower, is still struggling. America has vaccinated 54% of its population double dose. India only 20%. Only 20%. Despite in America, there is a Republican lobby which doesn't want to vaccinate. There are states where the governors are not doing it. And the president is struggling with that. So don't beat around the bush. I know BJP, you are a BJP man, so you will ask that everybody loves the Prime Minister. We all want to love our Prime Minister. But can you justify why these dead bodies are floating in Ganges?
Dr. Sanjeev, your Firozabad, reply.
Even in Firozabad,
that's what I'm telling you.
And that's
you
why
I'm
saying an image.
It has been shown on the television by so many channels that this is a custom in certain parts of the state.
No, Dr. Sanjeev. I don't think that is correct.
And it doesn't have any relation with the corona outbreak.
You can't pass this off as custom. No.
It's all disinformation.
It was because of the custom of that place. Dr. Dung, I am also Hindu.
All disinformation. And by a particular section of the media.
Do we float out?
Anything Modi is doing is wrong. Anything Modi is doing is wrong. It is inefficiently done.
But the people have shown their love and confidence and trust. I'm going to come back
they
to the
came
topic
2
of
crores,
discussion.
25 lakhs
the point
today.
Is you're trying to justify something that cannot be justified. There were floating bodies, floating corpses.
No, I'm not justifying. I'm just correcting that it was a disinformation.
It was a disinformation, and it was deliberately spread. No, I will give you that. We covered all of this. There were people, there were ambulances that were dumping, undisclosed bodies. They were dumping bodies into the river. There are pictures that we have. All of
Dr.
this was
Dung,
happening
are,
in Uttar Pradesh.
You are hurting.
The whole country knows it. You cannot fool all the people all the time.
Exactly. The whole country.
You cannot fool all the people all the time. You can fool a few people for some time, but not all the people for all the times. You
that's
cannot.
Exactly my, That's exactly
and Congress and Mirzabri failed in the past. Gurdeep Singh they tried to do it and they failed.
Mr. Sapra.
They have been ousted now.
Dr. Dung, you Dr. know Dung. Who is fooling the country. You know who is fooling the country. It's your party on this on the floating dead bodies.
Yeah.
It is not just that, about dead bodies.
That is why the Congress was ousted. Always telling a lie.
How many people
again, that habit of disinformation. It has stuck to them. It's stuck to them like
this
anything.
Today does not have a data exactly how many people even died. In Gujarat, the total data was 10,500 deaths. And when they started this scheme to enroll these children who lost their parents, these 17,000, nearly 70,000 kids enrolled them, were enrolled. And they had to stop the scheme, the registration of these children. So they know that the government has data only to do event management.
They
do not have the data of how many people have died. They do not have the data how when the compensation will be given. They do not have the data how many jobs have been lost. They do not have the data how many people have suffered because of this. So this entire event management is only a gimmick being played out by BJP, whereas you are in the government, Dr. Dung. You are in the government. It is your job to see that people are looked so, after. It is your job. It is not the job of the Prime Minister.
It clearly means all the data given and the network is wrong. You want to tell this thing.
I just want to come in here as I'm running out of time.
Data last word to Professor Bhatt.
See, this, can we settle the issue of floating bodies?
What do you mean?
The point is that they were...
And don't you agree that the incidence of corona, COVID-19 has gone down? And don't you see the states which are not governed by BJP, Kerala, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, two-thirds of the patients are from Kerala. BJP is not ruling there.
Okay, Professor Bhatt, I want to come to you. The last word. Gentlemen, please. Gentlemen, one moment.
And in Maharashtra,
Dr. Sanjeev, for anyone who tries to convince the rest of the country that the floating bodies in the Ganges was part of some custom, no, that was not the case. We have ambulances on tape who were seen abandoning bodies, dumping them into the Ganges River, right? There was something that went horribly wrong, which is why an image correction exercise. Professor Bhatt, last
again,
word.
It is information by a section.
Absolutely
no.
Absolutely no.
What do you mean by image correction?
Here percentages are
there is no image correction. The image is already bright. And it is brighter now.
In your program, who mentioned that in absolute numbers, we are at the top in terms of vaccination. There's 77 crore, vaccine administered. It is not a small number. So we need to look at the positive aspect where there were Congress government health ministers who, at the time when the vaccination had begun, were actually creating misinformation.
Okay. Too many people talking at the same time. Our viewers won't be able to hear this. I've run out of time. Time out and a hard stop on the big fight. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. The point is, obviously, an attempt has been made to go for an image correction exercise. The big question is, will it work? Good night and goodbye.